Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hi, it's Bob with Data. Sorry about that.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Got a little better connection now, huh?
Yeah, for about 13 miles, I have about 15 minutes worth of good connection.
All right, so, sweet. What are you up to out there in Portland, excuse me?
What's that?
So what's going on out there in Portland?
Oh, we go up, there's a buddy of mine that we're up to where he's got a cabin. It's about 30 miles east of there, so right on the Columbia River.
Nice.
So we're going up there to work on it. He's renting it out, so we're going up to do some work on it. It's good.
That'll be
there.
Fun. Is that out by, like, Multnomah Falls?
No, it's close. It's halfway between Astoria and Portland, right on the Columbia River.
Oh, I gotcha. I know exactly where that is, actually.
Cool.
That's pretty cool. All right, so, just wanted to go over your file with you. We ended up getting an approval for $150,000 for that truck. So, we actually got you a great approval on that. There's just a few things that, you know, I kind of wanted to get straightened out with you on that as well. I know we were kind of just trying to get a ballpark, too, on the truck. How the approval for the equipment works, too, just so I kind of let you know about this. $150,000 is kind of the limit before we have to request more financials. So that's kind of why we hit that at $150,000. I know the truck costs more, but if we go ahead and request financials, I don't think that's going to add to the strength of this file. So I've been talking with my underwriters on this, and I just wanted to kind of iron this all out with you. $150,000 is an absolutely great approval on this for you guys. And the opportunity, you know, like we discussed, the ROI you guys are going to be getting on this is, you know, 2 to 3 times. So, you know, it's a very crucial, you know, piece of equipment to, you know, bringing you guys to that next level, which we definitely want to see happen. You know, we definitely want to help you guys do. So, I just wanted to kind of iron out what you guys would like to do for the remainder of that. I know we talked about bringing on possibly some capital, you know, in the prior discussions we've had. The other option would be kind of just paying the difference, you know, out of pocket, but just kind of wanted to, you know, see your opinion on that and see where you wanted to go.
As you can tell by the financials, there's no way that I can, so I'm assuming that on the vehicle loan that the payment is going to be in the neighborhood of $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way, as you can tell by the financials, that the company can absorb that type of expense.
Exactly.
So I don't have a real feel for how long it would take to get the revenues up to a point where it could absorb that payment. So one of the areas that we were talking about was a twofold deal. It was rolling the existing line of credit that I have with Bank West into a working capital fund that would fund both the existing line of credit with Bank of West at a lower interest rate, as well as provide some additional working capital. Is that still a realistic option or no?
Yeah, you just cut out for, like, kind of in the middle. I only caught a few bits and pieces of that. I think that would be an option. Could you just kind of clarify that for me? I apologize. I don't want to make you repeat yourself.
There's two issues here. We have the line of credit with Bank of the West.
Right.
And then we have the working capital for a certain period of time.
Uh-huh.
That we were talking about before having rolled into a line of credit with UFO in addition to
the equipment.
Truck. Wow.
Okay.
So if that's still an option,
definitely.
Then we would need to find out what that number is, and then sort of reverse engineer with Galen, with Galen's numbers as to what's practical and what's not. I think it's wonderful that you guys are willing to fund that amount on the truck. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've discussed from the onset, the company's not in a position to absorb that type of liability on a monthly basis right out of the gate. There's going to be a certain period of time where we'll be working capital. And the only way that would work is, as you and I had discussed, was addressing that line of credit issue with Bank of West.
Mm-hmm.
So, where we're at is, you know, that's wonderful that we've been approved for that loan. again, I don't know. I that might be enough for a used vehicle. I'd have to get with Galen on that. But I think if you could, on your side, find out what the working capital limit on a line of credit would be, and then I'll get with Galen here, as long as I have coverage, and have him start working on those numbers.
Okay.
So that we're all on the same page. We know what the revenue numbers are, and we know what that expectation is to start driving those revenue numbers into the system. So we're not, you know, the last thing we need to do is default on a loan. Because
yeah,
we can't
no, yeah, we don't want to put anybody in that situation too. So you know, definitely not the goal here. And yeah, that's definitely an option here. Go ahead.
Okay, so that does sound workable from your perspective.
Yes, definitely, and that's you know, one of the avenues that the underwriters expressed that we could you know, possibly explore was, you know, trying to get the remainder of that in a capital loan, because we should, you know, just based off your guys's, you know, the business and whatnot, we should be able to free up, you know, a good chunk of capital to be able to cover the remainder of that for that truck. What was the situation that you guys had with the line of credit with Bank of the West, though?
No, it was just that. It was something that you had brought up, that we had the line of credit right now at Bank of the West is 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were talking about a working capital loan, one of the aspects that you brought up was retiring, you know, using funds from you guys to retire that at a lower interest rate, and then combine it with working capital to cover those expenses while we go out and sell that truck, services on that truck.
Right, right.
So that's where the line of credit came in. If that's not an option, then it's not an option, but that's just something that you had brought up very early in the discussion.
Right, no, I remember too, just kind of wanted to get on the same page and everything. How much, what's the remaining balance like with that line of credit?
I believe it's $17,000. You should have. It should be on those documents. I think the remaining pages on those statements was relative to the Bank of the West line of credit.
Okay, right. I'll go ahead. Go ahead.
But I think the August statement, if you look on the last page or the page before the left, it should have all the line of credit account stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm checking that out right now. Okay, yeah, so definitely that would be an option. And, you know, we'd love to get that taken care of as well for you guys. I know you're out there in Poland right now, though, but just basically for that to happen, we'll just need the other application for the capital. So whenever you get back in town, you know, we can get that taken care of, because we'll need the actual signature from you and Galen as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, we can make that happen. Just kind of wanted to, you know, go over this and make sure we all could get on the same page and, you know, get this taken care of together all at once.
Well, this is good news, Patrick. Thank you.
You know, yeah, this is great news, and that's why I wanted to, you know, kind of go over that with you guys, because I know, you know, the significance of this shred truck that would bring to the business for you guys. So, definitely a great news for you guys. The other thing I was going to say, too, I talked to Galen a little about it yesterday, but do you guys think that you could, since we, you know, we have the approval here, so can you guys find a truck, you know, and get, you know, we can get one, get a quote, and then, you know, get the ball rolling on that once we get everything else taken care of as well? Like, when do you guys want to bring that on?
Let me, right after we hang up, well, assuming that I still have coverage, I'll go ahead and call Galen and explain to him that we talked. Now that we have an approval, it's going to be a whole lot better to leverage ShredTech
and
finding us a truck.
Exactly.
You know, the problem that we've had up to this point, as Galen probably explained yesterday, is with the exclusive of using their funding, which we did not want to do, we were not in a position where we could have them do anything for us. So now that we're in this situation, we can turn them loose, they can find us a truck, we can be very specific, as I told you, about getting a truck that's California compliant.
Exactly.
And hopefully find something in California that's already been registered and, you know, move forward there. I'll also have Galen work up those revenue and profit numbers that we were working with before with Alfonso.
Okay.
You know, when we started this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get back on Monday, give me a couple of days to get settled in, but I'll have the application. I think I still have that application on Alfonso's email. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get that filled out. I don't know. I'll have to talk to Galen about the actual price of the truck, but I should be able to at least get the application and the revenue analysis to you by middle of next week. So we can
Perfect. Perfect.
And as far as the truck goes, I honestly don't know. You know, Galen is so much more into that. You know, I'm more
right.
of an administrative guy.
Yeah, I know.
So we'll,
It's no worries,
Julian.
Go ahead, sorry.
This is very cool.
Yeah, it's great news for sure. And I talked to Galen a little bit about it yesterday, but yeah, we'll get it taken care of. And basically what we'll just need is the that application for the capital. The profit, the analysis isn't, you know, so much priority on that, but definitely would add to the file.
Okay.
All right, Bob.
All right. Very good. I'll get working on that when I get back.
Awesome. Enjoy your rest of the time out there in Oregon.
Great. Thank you, bud. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take it easy. Bye.